The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Tracy Claes. The Gophers are 2-2 in conference play and 5-2 overall. Minnesota visits Illinois on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. Is it, good to get another conference victory at home, and it was homecoming, and, Rutgers played awfully well, it's exciting, when any time you win one on the last play of the game, basically. Our kids fought hard and never gave up, and even though losing the lead late, so very pleased with making the plays at the end to win the ball game, and now we go on the road, and to say it's always hard to win on the road in the conference, and so we need to have a good week of preparation and get our kids ready to play, again, without beating them up. And so physically and mentally, we're both ready to play, and we look forward to the challenge this week.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Esmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach, how important is recruiting Illinois for you guys, for Minnesota?
Well, a lot of us have been in Illinois for a while, with Southern Illinois and Northern Illinois, and anywhere in the Midwest, the Upper Midwest, it's important for us to be able to recruit those areas, and we've been able to get a couple kids out of there each year or so, and if we can do that out of all the areas that we recruit, then I think we'll have a good football team. But we've got relationships there, and that's what a lot of recruiting is, and very, very appreciative, and we've gotten some awfully good players from that area.
Coach, a follow-up. What have Jacqueline and Steve Richardson meant to your team defensively, and how much will you miss them at the start on Saturday?
Jack being a senior, and let's say to have good years, your seniors have to play well, and he has done that. So we'll definitely miss him in the first half. At the same time, we have a chance, we know, and so we got a chance to prepare somebody to play in his spot. And Jack, I know he'll be ready to play when it comes time for the second half. So when you know early in the week, at least you can prepare for it, and that's part of the game.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune.
Hi. Yeah, there's some uncertainty at the Illinois quarterback position. Just wondering how difficult that makes it for you in your preparation. They used your guys, and you have some injuries and unclear. So just, how difficult does that make it, or what's the challenge in that?
The challenge is in finding the practice time, enough practice time to work on what each of them do oh well. And so we don't know really what we're going to get. Sometimes quarterbacks are the same and you get basically the same thing, but each of them brings something different to the table. And so it's how we manage our practice time in order to get a chance to work on all three of what they do best. Somehow we're going to find enough time in practice to get that done.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for having me.